Case number 11137, J&amp;Y Parker Family LP, northeast of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, west of Road 83 Minute Road, through lot. A special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the required square footage, maximum height requirement, and the required setback from a dwelling.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
John H. Parker. Address, Mount Verdell.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I will try to be as brief as I can. I do understand there's a football game on tonight.
Yeah.
I do represent Jack Parker, J&Y Parker Family Trust. This is an application for a special use exception and variances in order to permit a billboard on property that he owns on Route 113. This is just south of Millsboro, and Mr. Parker's owned the property for a little bit over 25 years. The site is located on the east side of Route 113. As you can see there, it's triangular in shape. It fronts on Route 113 and also has a frontage on County Road 83 on the rear. The site is just north of the County Road 334 intersection. There's approximately 746 feet of frontage on Route 113. At the north end, the lot is about 292 feet deep. And, of course, it reduces down to a point at the end of the triangle. The site contains about 2.3 acres and, of course, is zoned commercial. There are several current uses on the property. There's a manufactured home sales lot, which is operated by Oakwood Homes, and that's on a majority of the site to the north. On the southern end of the site, there's a small seafood takeout stand, and there is an existing double billboard. If you refer to the exhibit book that I handed out, it gives you a good idea of the area. Exhibit A is just an aerial photo of the triangular-shaped parcel, and you can see the Oakwood sales office and manufactured home models on the site. Exhibit B is just a close-up of the sales site, the office, and then the model homes. And you'll see the entrance there in front of the sales office. C is a view taken from County Road 83, which is the rear road, and that shows the seafood takeout stand. You can see that at the bottom of the billboard and then the double billboard. D is basically a view looking north on Route 113 from the intersection that I referred to. And then E is, again, somewhat that same view from a ground level. And you can see the billboard that's on the site on the right there. And again, that's looking north on Route 113. The application proposes to place a new billboard just north of the entrance to the manufactured home sales office. That would be the location right here. Again, that would just be on the north side of the existing entrance. The sign will comply with the 25-foot front setback from Route 113 and the 50-foot side yard setback requirements. However, the application does request three variances, which we believe are appropriate at this location. The site has a dwelling located to the north, would be right here, and the existing billboard that I referred to is located to the south, down toward the point that you saw it on those pictures, where the seafood takeout is. The ordinance requires that a new billboard be 300 feet from both of those things, namely a dwelling on other property and other billboards, but the actual distance between that house and the existing billboard is 576 feet. So we can't get 300 feet on each side for both of those things. So it's not possible to have that separation. We placed the, or we're proposing to place the billboard just north of the existing entrance to make sure that it wouldn't interfere with the, any site interference with the entrance to the existing sales office there. And that location is more than 300 feet from the existing billboard, but it's 227 feet existing dwelling. So that results in a 72.6 foot variance request from that 300 foot requirement. Now, even with the variance, the billboard would still be 227 feet from the dwelling, which again is almost the length of a football field. It does not interfere with the dwelling, and the site of the dwelling is also zoned commercial. And again, being located on 113, I think it's reasonable to presume that it will be used for commercial purposes at some point in time in the future. In fact, this whole area is zoned commercial on both sides of Route 113, and there's numerous commercial businesses located, again, on both sides of Route 113. We're also requesting to have 600 square feet per side in order to have a double billboard. As you know, a billboard can be 300 square feet. This would be a double billboard. There are similar double billboards located north of the site. I believe there's three of them, again, on the north side of Route 113, in addition to the existing billboard on the site, which is a double billboard. So this type of billboard would not be out of character with the area. And again, there are similar type billboards in this area, as well as they have been permitted at other locations. And lastly, and this is really related to the double billboard, we are requesting a height of 40 feet, which again is 15 feet greater than the 25 foot height requirement permitted. But in order to accommodate the size of the billboard, and so as not to interfere with the visibility of the existing business on the site, we are requesting that that height. In summary, billboards may not be appropriate at all commercial locations, all commercially zoned lands. However, we believe that this is a site that it is appropriate. It is a site that, again, of course, is zoned commercial and developed commercially on both sides of the road. There's many existing businesses here, and Route 113 in this area is perfectly straight. The billboard would not interfere with visibility on Route 113. And I think you can see that from the, I think it's Exhibit D. It's straight, and it will not have any effect on any type of traffic visibility. This site is located on a major north-south road, Route 113. And more importantly, it's located just north of County Road 334 intersection, which is a major signalized intersection. And if you're familiar with that, that is the left-hand turn to Dagsboro, which is basically the road going to the beaches, going to Ocean View, Bethany Beach. So this is where the beach traffic coming from the west, from Maryland, and coming over the bridge, going to the Delaware beaches, basically turns. So it's a very appropriate place for the heavy volume of traffic that goes there for a billboard. So there's both a demand for this as well as, I think, a reasonable service to visitors for the advertising. And then the variances are similar to other variances that have been granted for billboards. We think it permits a size that is consistent with the other billboards in the area. And again, we believe it's a reasonable request on this commercial property at this particular location. Maybe not everywhere, but at this location, we think it is appropriate. So as far as the special use exception, we do not believe that a request for a billboard here would substantially affect other properties. As I said, there are similar uses. The variances, we believe, are appropriate considering the existing conditions of the site, the existence of other billboards near the site. The requests we're proposing for a double billboard, these are the minimum requirements that we would need a variance for. The approval will not alter the essential character of the area, and again, it's not. This is a little bit different than when I'm dealing with setback requirements in that self-created. It's not the same type of situation, but the facts of the existing site are basically what gives the basis to why we need the variance. And Mr. Parker, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Gentlemen, that's our request, and we'd be happy to try to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with Mr. Mills.
Yes. Mr. Fuqua, does your client understand that the billboards cannot advertise businesses that are on the property?
Yes. Obviously, the existing business there has its current, and we understand that it would have to be, again, it's an off-site sign.
Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Hudson.
One question. The the billboards you mentioned in the area, are they all rented and actively being advertised on?
I rode by there over the holidays and looked, and I'm pretty positive they all had advertising on them. And I would add that Mr. Parker has had inquiry about that location. Again, it's kind of a unique location. He has not tried to pursue leases or anything at that stage because it would be premature, but he has had inquiry from people about that location.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
How high is the old one next to it down the road?
The one on the site?
Yeah.
You know what the height of that is?
I think it's 35, 40 feet.
35, 40,
it's a double board, so it obviously
is.
Sure. Just come up and identify for the record. So
what I wanted to do is, like Rehoboth, when you go down Route 1, so you're up and you're all the business and everything, and site, it doesn't block it, is what we're after. Like on Route 1, I mean, you go down and there's one right after the other.
Hmm. Now, will you have this rented up before you started?
Well, I've got 3 inquiries today, sir. And
okay. That's what we're asking to be rented out before.
I did. One was attorney, by the way.
Okay.
Not I.
not him, but it was attorney, yes.
Okay, no questions. Mr. Becker?
The existing billboard, that's 600 feet each. That's 600 feet each side. In other words, a double, 300 and 300.
Mr. Parker, do you know what your existing billboard is?
Yes, sir, it is. Only it's stacked. This one we wanted to go up, so it'd just be one.
One.
So you have sight underneath and everything, not block any business.
You're going to put that on, what are you going to put?
The metal.
It's a monopole, right?
Monopole.
Okay, on a monopole?
Yeah.
Will it be 10 by 30? 12 by 24?
12 by 24.
12 by 50. 12 by 50.
12 by 50.
Yeah. 12 by 50.
12 by 50. Okay. Is that, 600. Any further questions, Mr. Rogers?
No questions.
Okay. Sure. Any questions?
Just for my own clarity, this proposed billboard, what effect would it have on the visibility of cars trying to pull out onto 113?
None.
Is that why you're asking for it to go higher?
The height, and we're back already 25 feet. And of course, there you've got your Coleman-Dupont Highway, so you've got a wider.
Right away.
It would meet the setback, so it is 25 feet back off the road. And with the height, again, it wouldn't block anything at a lower level.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because when I look at this, this is the northbound lane. And if I recall, there's the mobile home sales lot would be to the north of that, correct?
South.
South?
Yeah.
I thought the seafood stand was south.
That is.
The sign would be, this is the entrance.
Okay.
The sign would be just north of that entrance.
Okay. All right. I see now.
So traffic coming north.
I thought it was the inverse. That's what I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
We thought it would be better on the north side. In order to avoid the problem.
Okay. All right.
The bottom of the sign would be at least 25 feet.
On the ground. Yeah. No. Well, be over 25.
And you said that you will do no. You already have a sign there. That's
sir.
For the business that's there.
No. No, it's all premise built.
Oakwood has.
Oh yeah, Oakwood does.
Sign.
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
Yeah, Oakwood.
Okay.
Does, yeah.
All right, and this.
It's not going to interfere with that. It's all back in back of that, probably 20 feet.
Okay, and I understood Mr. Fuqua to say this sign will not be used for any advertisements of your business there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well,
it'll
no
be,
business
it'll be
on
off-site,
site,
sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. further questions?
No, that's all.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, you're in opposition to it?
No, I'd just like to give some information. I wasn't aware this was being heard tonight.
All right, I just called for opposition, so you're in favor of it?
Some information, that's all. Neither favor nor opposition.
If he would like to speak or have questions, he's allowed to come up.
I just wanted to see pictures and stuff as much.
State your name and address for the record.
Gil Alexander Fleming, 13 Redcliff Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Swear or affirm testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. This is approximately where ours is, isn't it? For our current assignment?
It's back field.
If you folks can move over to the microphone so the record...
We could lift it too. We'd appreciate it.
Where are we proposing? It's going to be back here.
Back there. It's way back here, Gil.
Back there.
Yeah. Actually, all you have is just a pole letter bottle. You see, that's why we asked for the height, though. So you won't have a problem like you have with all the other trailers is what we're doing.
Has this been presented to Oakwood Homes to CMH Homes?
They don't have to, with my lease.
What about the moving of the mobile homes? I mean, there would be expenses.
It's going to be right to the corner of your, right here.
Office,
all that,
right. But I currently have homes set there. They would have to be adjusted and moved. And
no, you didn't, not the other day.
I
think there would have to be some coordination between Mr. Parker and the company as to that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's what I would like. I'd like somebody to take it under review, at least to see this, because we have currently two single-wide mobile homes right here.
It's not going to bother you, though, that's what I'm saying. This one here the other day was 10 foot away. It would be right there, Gil, where it's going to be. I'd put it there so it would not touch this black top right there.
The other question would be, would other manufactured home and home sellers be advertised on it?
We can make that agreement. I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, I know that's currently we get that here with real estate agents.
Well, you're going to have real estate agents anywhere, Gil. You have to be good enough in business. Like myself, I've been 55 years. If you can't compete, you don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, just at this point, I don't know. It was a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm.
Being this, I am the general manager of the business,
yeah, okay.
And I know Mr. Parker for many years, so we've rented from him for a long time. Yeah. I do feel our company does need to see this and have an idea of what we're looking at doing here, visually, and how much space we're looking at taking up here, and what
you're
needs
taking,
to be moved.
You're taking up,
moved.
Gil, won't be wide as the stand. There's all you're taking up in diameter. That's all it's going to affect you.
Right.
It's 20. What's the ridge of that house?
Probably.
Mr. Fleming, you're.
No, it's not 30 foot. No,
Mr. Fleming, you're you rent the property from.
Yeah. No, he's a manager, but I rent it to Oakwood.
I'm asking Mr. Fleming. You rent the property from.
Our company
Mr. Parker.
Does. Yes.
Okay.
CMH Homes, Clayton Homes.
Okay. And you have a contract with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At least.
And I take it you gentlemen can. Work this out outside of
outside
this public forum.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we do that. You gentlemen work it on the outside, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry, Mr. Parker. I just wasn't aware that this was taking
fine.
Place.
That's fine, though. Really.
What concerns me is you.
I thought 100% before presenting myself.
You made the statement that you weren't aware of it. Did we post the property? Did we advertise correctly?
I hadn't seen anything on the property. Posted on the property. Where was it?
Hang on, we're going to show you.
No. Come on, John. Hang on now. Let's let her answer it now. I'll come back to you.
Here's the posting of the property, if you want to look at it.
Yeah, there you go, sir.
A picture where the inspector posted it. It might be from the other side of the road, because it's a through light, so she probably put it there.
It's on the very south side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the county did do their homework. Okay.
So...
You okay with that, sir?
Yes, I see.
Yeah, now he can...
Are you opposed to either the variance or the special use exception? Because that's the matter at hand here. Well, that's what we need to know.
At this point, I really don't know.
Got to know. It's a public hearing.
It's a public hearing.
It's speak now or forever hold your peace.
Well, currently, until Mr. Parker and I are able to, and our company to discuss it, I mean, yes, I would be opposed to it until I have more information. I would.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I need here, sir.
Is that all you need from me?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there anyone else here in opposition? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,137 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,137 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway, aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,137 has been taken under advisement.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.